This is NWPB. For over 30 years, Native American Heritage Month has been federally recognized. Northwest Public Broadcasting's reporters are interviewing Indigenous people from throughout the region to learn what they think about the month and what they want people to understand about their culture and who they are. Dory Luzo-Gilmore reports.
Born and raised in Pendleton, Oregon, Andrew Wild Bill is continuing to carry on the traditions of his ancestors.
My name is Andrew Wild Bill. My traditional name is Hinmatutkakaikt, and that's Thunder Strikes.
Family means a lot to Wild Bill. He shares his knowledge of his ancestors with his children and wants more people to understand about the tribe's culture and values.
I feel that any chance that tribal people can be heard is a great opportunity. There's a lot of misrepresentation in the modern world today, and having a month to celebrate my people is always great. Also, local people need to realize that tribal people are totally different. We have different rights. We have totally different culture that's oftentimes isn't portrayed or misunderstood in modern society.
One of the biggest misunderstandings, says Wild Bill, is about treaty rights.
Tribal treaties are they're the supreme law of the land to begin with. They're equal to the U.S. Constitution. That's why we have rights as tribal people. My ancestors, they didn't lie. They were honest. They only had their word, and they didn't lie. And they thought ahead. They thought about me. They thought about my kids when they negotiated the treaty with the U.S. government. There's a lot of misunderstanding between the general public and throughout every state. People don't understand that tribal people have a right, and the treaty did not give us anything that we didn't already have. And that's what I was told by one of my elders, and it still stands true today.
Wild Bill wants others to fully understand the legal rights of his people and to exercise their traditional rights, the way their treaties were written.
Every tribe has their own treaty. My ancestors reserved our rights to hunt and fish and usual and accustomed areas. We used to go to Buffalo. We went to Yellowstone like annually, pre-treaty. My ancestors secured that right in our treaty to continue going back there. That's something that the state of Oregon and the state of Washington, the state of Idaho, the state of Montana, they don't like to recognize that. And the public don't like to try and understand that. Our hunting and fishing for subsistence hunters it's not economically driven at all. We just want to provide for our people and our families.
That was Andrew Wild Bill, a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, talking to reporter Dory Luzo-Gilmore. This story is part of a series of conversations with Indigenous people throughout the Northwest, reflecting on Native American Heritage Month. You can find more of this series as it continues online at nwpb.org.